brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've had Eustace Mullins on with us for the last hour, just an American legend. One of the fathers of exposing the Federal Reserve, has lectured as far away as Japan. And he's here with us today, EustaceMullins.com. And we're going to take a few calls right now, and then he's going to have to leave us. We have a guest coming on who we'll just call Kyle, who, saw quite a bit working at the Bohemian Grove this past year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to want to miss this eyewitness report of the Christian conservatism. Oh, yes. But let's talk to Brett in Michigan, and then we'll, Brian in Oklahoma, then Brett. I apologize. I'm getting my list out of order here. Brian in Oklahoma, then Brett. Brian, quickly, have a question or comment for Eustace, or go ahead.
Actually, I called yesterday, and I got a drop call. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, yesterday what I was calling about was when you had JOF on. I went into a local gun shop and bought an AR-15, but it was older, and you know how ATF says if it has any M16 parts in it, even though it doesn't fire, they still consider it a machine gun?
Yes.
So I pulled the parts out, and I went ahead and bought it because I wanted the pre-ban lower out of it. And I went back in the gun store 2 days later, and supposedly a cop had dropped off this gun. The owner says, hey, I said, I've never had this happen before. He said, ATF called yesterday. I want to know who bought that gun. And when I told them that you took all the M16 parts out of it in the store, they just hung up on him.
Yeah, it's setups. They bring the guns in, they plant them to bring down the shops, and that's what the JPFO has been exposing. Eustace, the BATF is a criminal organization. They go back to the regulators going after the moonshiners, do they not?
Well, they certainly do, and they are a criminal operation if you've ever seen one. I mean, they'll do anything.
I mean, they'll send family men to prison for no reason and feel good about it.
Well, Randy Weaver is a typical example. But they finally had to wind up, after he murdered his wife and son, they had to finally pay him a measly $3 million for destroying his family.
Well, real men shoot 12-year-olds in the back, so.
No. And for the FBI's top sniper in the United States to shoot Randy Weaver's wife through the forehead, that takes some doing.
While she had a baby on her breast.
And the baby was in her arms.
Well, that's manliness.
Well, apparently that's the American dream, or at least that's the American dream turning into a nightmare.
Our border's wide open, and they tell us terrorists are about to attack any minute, but they got checkpoints searching families on the side of the highway. Anything else Brian?
Thank you for both y'all's work.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, everybody's got to watch out. The ATF puts a part in a rifle that doesn't even make it fully auto. They don't care. But, I mean, they'll bring it in. They'll give it to you. You don't see the part. Then they'll take your shot, put you in prison, and they'll laugh about it. So, I mean, they're not playing games. Eustace Mullins, I want to thank you so much for coming on with us. We've got about a minute left. Any parting words for people out there?
Well, I think the American people are waking up in the nick of time because we're in a desperate situation. And I really believe that the American people will rise to the occasion. After all, the American Revolution took place within 10 miles of where I'm sitting. You know, the American Revolution was not a popular uprising. Only 4% of the colonists took part in the American Revolution. They've always, our history books have always said this was a mass uprising of popular people wanting freedom. And that's total nonsense. There's only 4% of the people that objected to the British at all.
And they said, I'm not your slave. And
yes.
Yeah.
And the British had specialized in colonial people and all over the world, and they found the Americans, they treated them just like they treated the people in India and everywhere else. And they couldn't, they wouldn't take it anymore.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you, Eustace, coming on, my friend.
All right.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Very good.
Bye, con Dios. All right, we'll come right back with the Christian conservative activities at Bohemian Grove. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I know we have a lot of callers holding. Ron, Robert, many others will get to you. And there's a bunch of other very important news that needs to be covered, like oil reserves are double previous estimate, says Saudi government, and that's all the information I'm getting from family in the oil industry. And, you know, I'm here in Texas. I'm surrounded by people who work in the oil industry, not just family. It's a joke. They're finding huge fields everywhere, so the globalists are having to race to restrict oil production everywhere and to take over areas and not let oil flow. You see, by not letting Iraqi oil flow, that jacks up the prices. That's why they had orders on Saddam for almost 13 years, but he could only sell about 8% of what he'd been selling previously, back when gas was 95 cents a gallon. The good old days, remember that? Post-Gulf War One, pre-Gulf War One. So we're going to get into that. We just ended an amazing hour interview with Eustace Mullins. What an icon, what a great guy. We're going to have him back on in the near future. But right now we're joined by Kyle. And obviously Kyle is not his name. And we have to be very careful. So choose your words very, very delicately, Kyle. Before you speak, don't give anything up about where you work in the Grove, what you did in the Grove, or who you do other work for. But Kyle had contacted us before as he was getting his job at the Grove, and then now he has been there for their spring encampment, which is for kind of the neophytes or the outsiders, and then for the summer festival, the 15 days of revelry. And in the position he was in, he was limited to the areas he was able to see. All the staff are, and he was able to tell me that they, and he has proof of all this, the treasure trove we've got. Thumb scanners, biometrics to get in and out, cameras, motion sensors, you know, the Secret Service, the security, being hit on repeatedly by, you know, police come back, you know, do you like gay sex, baby? You know, stuff like this, stuff we had already gotten from other sources, but here it is confirmed yet again. I was only inside about 5 hours. He was inside for about a month. That's all I can say. And believe me, we've gotten some really good intel from him. And in the near future, I don't want to give out any websites today. In the near future, we are going to be posting photos and details and reports on this and linking to another site that also has some of these photos. But at this time, I don't even want to give out any more information than that because I want to keep our source safe. But they got about 1,000 employees in there around the year, about 800 at any one time, so it's going to be hard to bust him. You know, he's in there as a spy getting you the information, and it's confirmed, folks. I've seen it. Okay? Believe me, I've seen a lot of stuff you're never going to get to see because it would blow his cover. And let's go to Kyle. Kyle, you have got a lot of courage, my friend.
Yes, the Alex Jones. It's a pleasure to be in the presence of greatness.
Oh, well, wait, you've done more than I've done in Bohemian Grove. You're greater than I am. I'm serious, Kyle.
No, I appreciate that. Well, as you said, I did, instead of going the covert route like you, I just went and applied for employment. And through the background check, et cetera, et cetera, I did get hired for the Spring Jinx. And then later, the summer encampment.
Okay. For those that don't know, the Bohemian Grove is an offshoot of Skull and Bones. Its main office is in San Francisco. And we've had one of our people go in the front door and take pictures before he was run off. Giant bronze skulls, huge owls standing on skulls, famous, you know, Luciferian pictures hanging up on the walls. Outside, they have a picture of men in hoods carrying a baby towards a fire. National Geographic last year, the 100 greatest vintage photos, released a photo, the Grove released, of a guy in a Grim Reaper outfit, very macabre, doing a mock sacrifice. They admit all this. But you saw Clarence Thomas and a lot of others there.
And, yeah, we did. Yeah.
And for those that say, well, where's the video? Well, folks, it's really hard with a hidden camera to run up to somebody and go, here, you know, it's very obvious. But I mean, let's just go over with... Again, without giving out anything that can blow your cover.
Gotcha.
We talked about this yesterday. Tell us some of the things you witnessed while you were there.
Well, as far as people, Clarence Thomas, he was given a lakeside chat. Colin Powell, Bill Richardson, Governor of New Mexico, they were all there. But they all hang up at this camp, the most prestigious camp in the Grove, called Mandalay. And they really don't come down to the dining circle or anything for dinner. Word on the street is they bring in their own chefs from Paris. And even other Grove members are not allowed to go up there without an invitation. So,
by the way, I have snuck around Mandalay. I didn't go inside. It's up on the hill.
Yeah, way up
there. And there's 119 camps?
This year there were 119, correct.
So it's even growing a bit. It was only about 100 when I was 105 when I was in there. And again, it goes like prince and principalities. It goes from the king level, and then the Bushes aren't even Mandalay. They are hillbilly.
Hillbillies, correct.
And then it moves on down. Now, the Lost Boys, some of them are known for their homosexual affiliation. That's one of them. Of course, the whole thing is. But
the Lost Angels, actually.
Pardon me?
Lost Angels.
Yeah, Lost Angels. Well, there's also the Lost Boys, too. Isn't there one called Lost Boys?
I don't recall it in there, but I didn't see all the camps.
Yeah, well, it's Lost Boys too. But go over it for us. I mean, just what you told me on the phone. Of course, I've got the video and the photos of this too. But tell us the story.
Well, went in there. It was supposed to be a couple buddies, but they all backed out at the last minute. So I ended up going in there solo. Applied for the interview actually, and right after the I haven't told you the story, so if I'm too far off track, let me know. But right after the interview. I did have one buddy go with me just for the interview, and he got scared at that point. And we're leaving the Bohemian Grove. We were just in that lower parking lot area where you initially came out of the trees.
Now, this is before the elite are there.
Yeah,
this is like in April
or something.
Pardon me?
This is like in April or something.
Yeah.
And so I decide, I'm like, man, we're here. We got to go for it. And my friend's like, all right, do what you want. So it just started to rain. The timing was perfect. So just as it starts to rain, we take the car and we head for the security gate. And the security guy is heading for cover because of the rain. And we're able to bypass the security gate. And we're in there driving around the Grove the first day, clueless where we're going. And all of a sudden, a security truck pulls up behind us. And now we're getting nervous. My friend looks right at me and says, dude, they're going to kill us. And anyway, so we're scared, and we drive, and we're just coming up to the lake area, and a cherry picker or something else is coming the other way. So I make a hard left down this little gravel embankment, and the cherry picker forces the security truck to back up. And I look out to my left, and right there, 30 foot away, is the stone owl. And so whip out the camera, take a couple pictures, and we were out of there at that point. So that was my first day in the Grove. Later came back for the spring jinx, and, you know, that's when he went to work. And pretty much laid low for the spring jinx to feel out the system, what I could do, what I couldn't do, how, you know, the routines for security, et cetera.
Well, tell us about the biometrics.
They just have this, when you clock in and clock out, they do it. You put your hand on this hand scanner, and it scans your hand in and out, and that's your time clock. Members don't have to do that. That's just employees.
Yeah, the members have ID cards.
They have ID cards, correct.
And those were instituted after our little activity.
Yeah, they all where you snuck in. There's all motion sensors there now. And also the shed where they waved you through. Right now, every member must get off of the bus, walk through that shed, and unload onto the bus on the other side again.
Man, I bet they hate my guts.
And there was some talk about you, too. It was kind of funny, sitting around in employee circles. They're like, there's a guy in here that snuck in a couple years ago, and he has video, and he came up a little bit. They didn't know your name, but they knew about it.
What were they saying? Just,
you know, the employees are really pretty oblivious to everything that goes on.
That's because you're segregated into certain areas, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, even employees have different color badges, and you got to wear your badges all the whole time. It's tough to get outside your area for sure.
And for those that know, I mean, they caught about, I don't know, 10 different reporters, 7, 8, 9, I haven't counted them all up, People Magazine, Time Warner, CBS. I mean, they would catch him and arrest him over and over again from the early 80s right through to the early 90s, and people just quit. So I think they'd kind of lulled or something. But then I talked to locals who said that, you know, they'd be 10 miles away and the Secret Service would search their car. So I guess I just slipped right through, you know.
Yeah, God was with you. It worked out.
Well, God's definitely with you, my friend. Now you got quite a few stories. How many times were you approached to go to one of the homosexual trysts?
Well, they didn't really invite me. It was kind of just a feel, you know. They'd ask me if I slept around, you know, because I was one of the younger guys in there, of course. They're all 50s, 60s, 70s, that kind of stuff. And so they'd see young, and when I was out of my area, you know, walking around like one of them, they'd come up and approach me and ask quick stuff. I kind of just blow them off, half appalled, half amused.
So, I mean, what percentage of them were hitting on you? I mean, this is like...
Oh, very, very small percentage. I couldn't tell what percentage were actually gay or homosexual. You know what? They do allow women now to work in the kitchen area. And I guess that's fairly new. And a lot of the members were actually talking about they do like the girls. So the whole place isn't 100% homosexual.
Oh, I know that. No, that's the well, I mean, according to Spy Magazine and Parade and others, though, when they fly in the jets, it's the ratio is about 2-to-1 male. So these rich guys, I guess, have had every, you know, female prostitute you can imagine. So, you know, they want something new like Nero. But from our research, it is, and even mainstream news, it is, you know, it's like they got beef and chicken, and you know, the men are chicken, and they're, you know, there's twice as many orders for chicken.
That's rough.
All right, stay there, man. But you were in there, so we can go off what you're saying.
Right.
I want to hear more about this when we get back.
You got it.
And you were there for the cremation of Kerry. You saw the big ritual.
I saw another
little ritual they did with Nazi flags. Yes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Kyle. You can call him Kyle. Call him whatever you like. His real name isn't Kyle, obviously. And he's got the video. He's got the photos. And he had a little small hidden camera, a pen camera, that was then mounted to a recorder in his pocket. And, of course, the cremation of care didn't come out too well. It's hard to do, but a lot of this footage did come out very well. And then, of course, stuff like Clarence Thomas walking right up to him, the digital tape runs out right as Clarence Thomas walks up. You know, I've experienced that type of stuff, but he did get a lot of incredible things on video and on via photographs, if I can get that out. And we're going to try to incorporate some of this stuff we just got into the new release of Bohemian Grove. It'll probably just be a minute or two of it, but we're going to have the David Gergen where I confronted him, and he blew up about the occult activities when I brought that up to him in New York. We're going to add something you've never seen unless you live in Austin. The footage where we're being protested by the local group. We're talking about how they're doing rituals in the Grove. The local hippies go, "Don't bring up the rituals." Well, then it turns out they're there carrying out rituals when we've got it on tape at the gates of the Grove. So that's going to be in the film. And then I'm going to tie it into Skull and Bones and the Illuminati. And it's a very important film that we're working on right now. And we're going to combine that film with my original Bohemian Grove film as one video. We're busy meshing the two. And we're going to, the first place you'll be able to see that is at the Alamo Draft House, downtown Austin. And that's going to be the 9th of October, Sunday, the 9th of October. Alamo Draft House downtown, one showing, 7 o'clock. You can get tickets at Infowars.com or at the Alamo Draft House downtown website. It's originalalamo.com. Or you can simply go to the door and get them. And then the next night, the first day of the week will be Monday. The first one is going to be on Sunday at 7 o'clock downtown. The second one will be on Monday, and that will be at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, 7 o'clock. So the 9th and 10th, downtown in South Lamar. The first showing on Sunday, the second showing on Monday. And I hope to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun to expose the New World Order. Going back to Kyle. Kyle, I mean, you were in there for weeks and weeks. Please go over just any of the key areas that you think people should know about.
Key areas people should know about. The place on top of the cremation of care being very satanic, places very pagan as well. They have a statue of the goddess Diana. The main circle is called Diana Circle. They got a bus named Diana. They got a bus named Old Druid. A bus named Hamadryad, which is one of the high priests in the cremation of care ceremony. You know, and they all walk around drunk all day. So, you know, even if you don't go with the full satanic perspective, the fact that Christian conservatives are up there is pretty appalling.
Well, Bill Clinton has been there. I don't know if he's a member, but we have, you saw Bill Richardson, the governor, traipsing about, the governor of New Mexico there. And definitely he's a darling. And so Jimmy Carter goes there, so many others, and they all meet together and basically plan things out. They even brag about that. They brag that they hatched the Star Wars program there, SDI, Strategic Defense Initiative. They brag that they hatched the Manhattan Project there. I mean, they set policy there. What did you witness along those lines?
I was able to... The chalet is where all those secret meetings happen, and I was able to, with the... a small handheld video camera, go up into the chalet and film the inside of it, and et cetera, et cetera. So that video is on its way to you. As well, I only had about a half hour every day during lunch break that I could really escape, and I had to be back. But before the cremation of care, actually just wandering around, I stumbled upon the warehouse where they keep all the wardrobe from the cremation of care. And I whipped out my camera and started filming all this wardrobe. And the camera is very shaky, and believe it or not, I am actually holding the camera with two hands, and I'm still shaking that much, just being in there. It was incredibly frightening, and thank God no one walked in.
So you've got even more footage on the way than the footage I've already gotten, okay.
Absolutely.
Now, when we come back, we'll talk about the cremation of care and then take some calls. I'm sure the calls will be all over the map, but that's okay. 1-800-259-9231. Moloch, the Canaanite deity, the human sacrifice deity, And they worship it because they're Christian. And they just want your firearms. And they just want to get rid of Posse Comitatus and everything will be okay.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Stone owl sitting up on top of 13 black steps. This is where they do the ritual. And it's concrete and metal. It's hollow inside. And and we had heard that it was hollow, by the way, from other sources, but we never been able to get up close and get inside of it. Describe the door leading into the owl. Describe, you saw multiple effigies of human beings inside. Tell us all about it.
Well, they have the metallic, the only one they store inside is the metallic black one, which I guess they burn on the altar. I don't know where the other bodies came from, but there was multiple bodies laying around prior to the cremation of care. One right there on the side of the lake, covered in a tarp.
Yeah, that's what I went. I walked by that tarp when we talk about that in the film. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that one. And another one outside in this, covered in a black cloth in a horse-drawn hearse, and then of course the one. And apparently they have three different. One they roll in on the hearse during the show. The one you saw under the tarp, apparently that's the one the Grim Reaper takes across the lake, and then it's actually a third body that they burn on the altar of Bohemia.
And then the priests rub their hands all over. It's really like a rat rubbing on a piece of cheese. You know how rats rub their hands together?
Yeah.
And like lick their faces. It is just disgusting. Did you describe what it was like when you went inside the owl? Were you creeped out?
It was full of electronic equipment. Apparently, when I was there during the spring at Jinx, it wasn't that way. So they had everything, a lot of stuff for the show they run in there. But, yeah, it was kind of a trip to be inside of it. And I guess there's some historical precedents where didn't they used to keep the kids inside the owl before they would sacrifice them, historically?
Yeah, in Canaan and other areas.
Yeah.
Now, describe what you witnessed in the cremation of Care. Was it identical to the footage I shot 5 years before, or was it similar?
Similar. They had a couple new effects. A different guy who was Satan or Care. You know, I had heard, maybe you can tell from your video, I got to go back and watch it again, Walter Cronkite was the voice of Care for many, many years.
Yeah, that was admitted by, I believe, Parade Magazine. But
Walter Cronkite was there. I did see him, but he's not in real good health, and he was not the voice this year.
What was Lord Lord Cronkite doing?
I saw him in the dining area, very hard of hearing, there with his son or grandson or somebody. He was just there. He actually, one night, he did direct the symphony orchestra there on the owl stage also.
So he was not then up at Mandalay. You saw him in the down under the trees in the main area.
Right. He is actually a hillbilly. He's one of Bush's comrades.
And again, who all were you able to witness up at Mandalay?
I didn't see anyone at Mandalay. Like I said, the ones I saw, like Clarence Thomas, I only saw them at the Lakeside Chat briefly because they don't come down for anything except those Lakeside Chats.
Oh, you just knew from the other employees they were up at Mandalay.
Right. I knew that's where they stay, and yeah, exactly. Colin Powell, Henry Kissinger was up there. Bush Sr. was rumored to show up the second weekend. He wasn't there for the cremation of Care, but I never saw him.
Now, there are other admitted rituals and other idols around the 2,770-something acres. Were you ever able to see those? We've got photographs of some of these idols, Aztec style, but were you able to see those?
All the individual camps seem to have themes and different stuff inside of them, mostly owls, but I didn't see anything. Besides that statue of Diana, I didn't see a whole lot of other.
How much of the 2,700 acres were you able to get onto?
Probably, not even into the camps. But I went up and down all the roads. I went down River Road, I went up Snob Hill, I went up Kitchen Hill. I drove by all 119 camps. But of the 2,700 acres, the 119 camps only encompassed about 150 acres.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bitty cross-shaped area of about 150 acres.
Yeah, so there's a lot that could happen in a lot of other places of the grove.
So you've only seen a fraction of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you ever go up on the lookout point there by the Russian River?
Yeah, I did. Saw the swimming area, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I recognized the bench. I'm like, damn, that's where Alex was.
Well, I tell you, we talked about it's always more obviously more spontaneous when we're on the telephone, not on air. But there are a few other things you mentioned, or any other. Let's talk about security. When I was there, I did see Secret Service, but like in jogging suits. I did see what looked like sheriff deputies. Well, they didn't look like it. They were in uniform. I did see some CHIPS, California Highway Patrol, outside, and I did see a lot of security people in red shirts. What type of security did you see?
For the most part, security is mostly around the perimeter. Once you're inside, you don't bump into it a whole lot. Occasionally, they drive by when they're on their way to different posts. But once you're inside, not a whole lot of security that I noticed. A couple undercover people. I was mostly fearful of getting caught by supervisors more than security.
Yeah, I mean, if you were there for two different encampments,
mm-hmm.
one close to a month,
mm-hmm.
I would guess, total, you've sent me some footage, and you're going to send me some more, but total, how much footage would you say you shot?
Maybe 5 hours, and then maybe 50 pictures, still pics.
So you had to be clandestine about it while you were doing it.
Oh, yeah, I was very nervous. Got so close to getting caught so many times.
But you know it was exciting.
I don't know about that. Doubt
well,
we're going back, that's for sure. One time's enough.
Yeah. Well, So you're done. You're done with your Bohemian Grove truck, and that's good. We talked about that. We talked about that yesterday. I wonder if did anybody inside ever talk about that crazy guy that went in there dressed up like a superhero and set fire to it?
I actually brought that up. So yeah, they had talked about that a little bit. They actually told me which camp he was in, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was along River Road. If you do have any clips,
now, that's pretty obvious. You know, this Marine goes in there and admits he knows no one was there at that time in the middle of the winter, and he sets a fire and goes to sleep and waits for the police to come dressed up in a superhero outfit. I mean, either a complete loon or a fed.
It sounds like it. For mind control.
What is that? Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. He'll be in jail a few more years. Man, I tell you, that's...
Yeah, they locked him up pretty good, like 16 years or something. I don't recall exactly.
Yeah, but he'll serve a third of that.
You know, something else I bring up real quick for your upcoming video. You know that account of the of John DeCamp in the Franklin cover-up about the snuff film allegedly made at the Grove?
Yes.
I was able, through some sources, and I've talked to John DeCamp to confirm, that is not the full account. John DeCamp ever actually watered that down, edited it down, because at the time it was published in 1990, he did not find the whole thing credible.
He didn't even know about Bohemian Grove.
Right. But now I've talked to him, he's looking for the original document, which is apparently a lot more grotesque than even...
I mean, how can it be more grotesque?
I don't know. I don't know what he edited out, but... You may want to give him a call and see if you can speed him up trying to find that before you release
the
video.
You know, I mean, that's out there, and DeCamp's proven his story. I mean, he was hired by the Republicans to cover it up, and he was the leader of the Republican Party in that state, very prominent, Vietnam veteran CIA officer, good friends with the CIA director, and they found out about all this, and they got the police reports, and a Virginia TV station said it wasn't true, and he sued him and won over $1 million. So, I mean, he's been in court.
Which he never collected.
Yeah. But the point is, he got the judgment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, he did it, but they didn't pay him. It would have been nice. He could have done a lot with those funds.
Yeah, but the point here is that no one has challenged this, and they have it from police reports. And this is back in the early 90s. These are police reports from even before that. And then the people the kids fingered, for the police, it really did get busted with all the... You know, serious stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And the FBI swooped in and just took it all. And so, I mean, I can't imagine they do that, but, I mean, DynCorp got caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children, and we can play Cynthia McKinney bringing it up, and Rumsfeld going, well, we put DynCorp in the penalty box for doing it.
It certainly goes on. Well, thank God I saw no kids there at the Grove. If I would have saw one, my heart would have sank. But I did not see any youth there. And
no, I didn't either, and clearly I would say 90% of people at the Grove are being slowly initiated into the occult. That's how the occult works. It's a pyramidal structure, or like the nine circles. As you get deeper towards the core, that's where, you know, the really evil stuff's going on. For most people, it's just debauchery and partying or drinking or business deals. But, you know, it's just like a church. The people all stand across the water in the pews, basically, watching the priest do the rituals that they don't even understand, all kind of put in a stylized play format. But that's where plays come from. You know, rituals were the plays. They were done stylized. You know, that's where modern plays come from, folks. You know, 5,000, 6,000 years ago, a ritual, you know, was done theatrically. You know, that's how churches do it today, and that's what they do. But when I was in the crowd of old men, they were taking it very seriously. When they brought the bound body down with the druids, they brought it behind those big black curtains in the redwoods across the pond. That's when the old men were going, kill that piece of, oh, yeah. And even John Ronson admits that, he experienced similar things. Of course, you know, John Ronson, you know, said to us, oh, I snuck in, but I don't tell anybody, and we didn't see him. And then later he says in his TV show he didn't sneak in, and then he says in his book he snuck in, but I'm going to believe John that he did. He supposedly after we did, and he heard them doing all these chorfings and making all these noises. What did you hear?
It's certainly a whole different perspective to be right there in the middle of it, watching it go on. And
well, think back, and I mean, don't agree with me. I mean, I know you wouldn't, but I mean, tell me the truth. If they weren't getting off on it, tell me. If they were, tell me. I mean, were you paying attention to that?
You know what? I was so freaked out, and especially some of the stuff they were saying, I really kind of zoned out on what was happening around me in the crowd. I found myself praying a lot. You know, they're talking, they're asking the spirits of the grove to manifest themselves. And right when they said that, you know, I just started praying and kind of zoned out on everything going around me. And, you know, they're praying to the God of nature, which is the only God that can provide us salvation, praying to the owl for wisdom and all this stuff going on. And I knew that that's kind of like a satanic induction, like playing with a Ouija board. Most people, it's
well,
not
it's a lot more than that. Let me tell you, real Satanists or followers of Set, they don't think Set's the devil. They don't think Set's bad. And so they're pre-Christianity saying it's bad. They think it's good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with that.
So, I mean, this is the source. This isn't some huckster scammer dancing around the devil outfit, Anton LaVey. I mean, this is the real deal, folks. They believe in it. They don't believe it's the devil. But again, Christ said, you will know them by their fruits. Look at the fruits of the globalists. Look at the fruits of Satanists. Look at their unhappy scum who hurt people. And so that's why black magic and all this stuff is so dangerous.
Very. No, and that was my concern. You know, what kind of spiritual things are going on around me that I can't see? And I was just praying for protection that whatever was going on, that I was exempt from it. But prior to the cremation of care, I was able to go up to the effigy and reach my hand underneath and make sure they hadn't put a body inside of it. And thank God they didn't. And same time, at the point where they burned it, you could tell it was burning clear through. And there was nothing in it this year.
Well, that's, I mean, I had said that I never thought they were actually killing someone. And then the press would attribute to me that I'd said they'd killed someone, where nowhere can you find that. It has been said, though, that they could be killing somebody in conjunction with it. And that's been the reports in police reports by children whose other reports turned out to be totally accurate.
No, exactly.
So we hope that's not the case. But, you know, when you put all this stuff together, it is...
And
we're fine. Let me tell you had,
but
I'm going to say this right now, Kyle, and I'm interrupting you, which I'm very good at.
You
have more courage than I did. I mean, you went up and you touched the effigy. You stuck your hand up under it. That's a lot more than what I did. So please stop telling me what a great job I did. Okay, go ahead and say what you wanted to say, then we'll take some calls.
I lost my train of thought here for a second. I don't remember.
I'm sorry. It'll pop in your head in a minute.
Yep.
Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air, and if you don't worship Moloch, you're not Christian.
Well, I guess I'm a non-Christian who really is Christian, I guess predicated upon an older and better morality. But
if you're not for gun control, you're non-conservative. Go ahead.
That might be the case, then, because I'm certainly not. As a matter of fact, I called up in reference to that. Just when you think it gets worse, it gets, I guess, even worser. It turns out that I discovered this week something that I had a general idea about, but I've put it in greater clarity now. And people should understand, again, this is being done as an administrative regulatory measure. It is being done by the Department of Justice under this president.
They're banning the importation of semi-automatic rifles.
That was a few days ago. I got something new and better. It turns out now that the black box databases are being integrated into the national instant check system when you buy.
Oh, yeah. No. They're going to use that to check for psychiatric records.
Oh, well, they're already doing that under NICS, but now they're going to use black box databases to a greater extent than we had even
done. Now, by black box, I've actually seen this. By black box, he means all these private databases full of errors. Much of the identity theft is black box data sales.
Well, understand something, too, with these black box databases. These are places where you wind up as a result of rumor and innuendo. These are not databases that have criminal records where you've had a trial. And
well, sir, 2 years ago in the legislature, they tried to pass a law where if you had been critical of police, it goes into your record when they pull your plates.
They're databasing all that stuff. Now, initially, the first of the black box databases they started using was the violent gang and terrorist organization file. Okay? Now they're going to expand it to 11 other files in addition to that. And as we speak, at the insistence of this Justice Department, the TSC, it's called the Terrorism Screening Center, is now developing and working on, they're very close to finishing it, consolidated database for 12 of these black box non-due process databases that will be researched.
And you won't be able to fly? You won't be able to get a gun?
It's better than that. Gets better than that. Whereas the NICS system previously only used to check out the buyer, it will now also take in information about the type of weapon he's buying, rifle as opposed to pistol.
I didn't know that. Where did you learn this?
One of the most unlikely sources that just goes to prove the adage, even a broken clock can tell the right time once. The National Rifle Association magazine, First Freedom. Now, of course, I...
Well, let me just tell you, folks, that is total registration, and fax that to me or mail that to me, Ron. I got to go, but
sure,
thank you. Yeah, yeah. Listen, it's all par for the course, and I know we'll turn our guns in if we're good conservatives. Are you a good conservative, Kyle? You going to submit to world government?
No, not at all. But, you know, it's amazing. My old man is... You know, I grew up with him being the icon of conservatism. And now anything Bush does, he just falls right in line. Everything that what he opposed under Clinton, he supports under Bush. And it's very frustrating, though, to watch it.
Son, freedom's bad. Turn in your firearms, Lord Bush says.
Yep.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We're here, Central Standard Time, from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Always want to thank all our sponsors, our listeners, our affiliates, great folks that make the broadcast possible up at the network, my producers that help get the guests and the webmasters, everybody. I want to thank Kyle for what he's done. You know, I take everything with a grain of salt. Somebody says, hey, I got a job there. I'm going to get photos and video. And, well, I've seen it now, and supposedly he's going to send me even more. So it's pretty amazing, Kyle. So you've got a lot of courage and really are helping get the truth out against the enemy. And it's just like with Bilderberg Group. We always get the info on them the last 26 years because of people like you. And God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. I'll do our small part. Looking forward to that new video to see how it turns out.
You bet. Well, it's almost done. And for those that want to get the old Bohemian Grove video, the two-hour, five-minute film, I've cut about 20 minutes out of it, and I'm adding about 25 new minutes. If you want the old original, this is it, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and I'll sign these last ones for this month while we're shipping them out, and then that's it for the old film. Let's go ahead and take a quick call from Carolyn in Missouri. Carolyn, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Kyle, I'm real curious. Were there any televangelical types like Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson? Were any of those ministers of note, were any of those guys there?
I didn't see any of them. I didn't hear about any of them. Very, very little religion going on whatsoever.
Yeah, when I say Christian conservative, you know, we have Bush Sr. and Ronald Reagan and you know, all these big Christians. You know, that's the point we're making.
No, I got you, but I didn't see any.
No, I meant for her. Whatever was
right. Right. I was just curious to see if they're saying, you know, Pat Robertson is one I met. He when you look him in the eye, he doesn't look you back.
Really?
Right. You know, and I.
Well, I mean, you know, who's the guy that wrote the Book of Virtues with all the racehorses and gambling? It's the same thing with Robertson with his racehorses.
Oh yeah, I didn't know if you knew that, Alex, but yeah.
Well, I'm not saying racehorses are bad. I mean, I don't bet on racehorses, but the point is that they're a bunch of hypocrites.
Right. They say one thing, and then they, you know, the thing that bothers me most, Alex, about Pat Robertson is he sold his station for, I don't know how much it is, I know millions of dollars, and but yet he told people for years and years and years to support the station, and he gets on like it never occurred.
Well, it's like giving money to the Red Cross. I mean, you might as well just send it to Satan. Thanks for the call. And again, I'm not going to bash all the little old ladies and people that sent money to the 700 Club, and they were pretty good a long time ago. I mean, you know, now he says China's doing what it's got to do with abortions. I mean, I'm against abortion. You can say it's good all you want, folks, but it's bad. Listen, I really want to thank you for coming on, Kyle, and we'll stay in touch. And I know you're in the process of moving right now. Make sure I get your new number.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be sending you a new copy of the film, and we'll probably use some of the stuff you got. And I really appreciate your courage.
And I get an autograph copy, right?
Sure. Hey, I want an autograph copy from you. All right, take care, man.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. We'll see you. Yeah, no, if you want to get the old Bohemian Grove film, the old two-hour, five-minute version that's only on VHS, it will no longer exist. I will never sell another one. When this new one comes up, this revamped 2005 version, which is excellent. So I suggest you get the old one and you get the new one. It's really going to be good. And I got to tell my staff, I'm sure they're listening, I've got to go ahead and just sign a bunch of those. Take advantage of it. Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Get my new film, Martial Law, man. It's my best. Infowars.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. Your support is vital. We need your support. We can do so much more. So please get the videos, get the books, and make copies of my videos and show them to people because it's having a huge effect. Infowars.com to order or call the toll-free number or prisonplanet.tv. I got out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.